People from the White Mountains have a kind of unspoken social contract with the rest of the state. Every day out their window, they look onto a place that most of us see on a postcard. But their economy, their entire existence, depends on other people coming to visit. Marilyn Cooper understands how fragile that existence can be. She lives in Bethlehem, and when she got here in the 70s, it was a ghost town.
There was nothing here. There was, you know, a block of rundown stores that sometimes were open and sometimes weren't.
Just a few decades before, this one village had 30 grand hotels filled with thousands of tourists every summer. But by the 50s, the advent of motor cars and Disneyland meant those grand hotels were empty.
And by the 80s and 90s, they were gone.
Today, White Mountain communities like this one are working their way back. But that loss reverberates, and it shapes the character of the people still here today. Cooper says that's really the character of New Hampshire.
It's our Yankee independence, it's our awesome beauty, it's our rural isolation.
That granite state resilience and free spirit, it's what presidential candidates want so badly to appeal to, which makes this place the ideal backdrop for somebody auditioning for the Oval Office. I came to the White Mountains to ask people how it feels to live in that backdrop, to see off the campaign trail, outside the photo ops, how political talk is reaching folks who actually live here, if it's reaching them at all. It's a rainy October night in Bartlett. A valet service greets guests arriving to the Attitash Mountain Resort. Inside, a flautist and keyboard player get in tune. 300 or so people circle their seats, waiting for Hillary Clinton to arrive at the Carroll County Democratic Committee's annual Grover Cleveland dinner. Ed Jones and Nate Blake are working tonight's event. They're waiters. I meet them at the back of the room, restocking trays of cheese and fruit. Ed tells me this is just a one-night gig for them.
I know the guy who runs this place, so he just asked us if we wanted to help.
I ask Jones and Blake how connected they've been feeling to this election. They tell me, sheepishly, if they weren't here tonight, they probably wouldn't even be thinking about it.
I've only voted once in my life, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I don't. I debate. He's never
honestly,
voted.
I've never voted. I've had two chances and I've never voted. So I don't follow it close enough, I guess. I don't. If I knew more about it, you know, obviously I would do it, but.
What these guys are thinking about instead? Where their next paycheck's gonna come from? The jobs they can find are mostly seasonal gigs like this one, with no benefits.
If you want a decent paying job, it's hard to find. Yeah. You can go anywhere if you want to make $8 an hour. But.
That night in Attitash was just the first stop on one of Clinton's trips around the White Mountains. The next day she was in Littleton, talking about how to make rural economies stronger.
You know, I stopped at the diner here in Littleton to pick up a sandwich before I came over, and I was talking to the owners there, and I said, well, how are things going now? Much, much better. It was a really bad time, 07, 08, and it took a while to recover from that. So things are better, but they're not good enough, at least as far as I'm concerned.
This is what people have been hearing from all the candidates who come here. Bush, Rubio, Sanders, this is what they talk about. And driving around the whites, you see striking economic contrasts everywhere. One in three houses here are seasonal homes, big new developments that sit empty much of the year. Just around the corner, trailers, Section 8 housing. The poverty rate is high. On average, people here earn a third less than the rest of the state. A lot of the issues presidential candidates are talking about, income inequality, employment security, minimum wage, are playing out on these street corners and long open roads. But like Jones and Blake, lots of people tell me they just don't feel connected to what the candidates are saying.
Politics is just, it's tough to follow because you got one person promising one thing, another person promising another thing. And after a while, they get in there and it's like they forgot about what they promised. So it's just, you just forget about it.
Leo Lesage identifies firmly as an independent. This area actually has a bigger share of independent voters than anywhere else in the state, nearly half. In other words, he's just the guy a candidate wants to reach. Lesage moved here with his wife from Pennsylvania earlier this year. He was out of work for 4 months before he found employment at Chick Lumber in Conway.
It was tough finding work because, I mean, it's summertime, they've already hired all the people they're going to hire. And all the places I did apply, oh, well, you're not qualified enough or underqualified, or you're just not what we're looking for.
I ask him why he isn't more engaged in the election. He's a veteran. He cares about job opportunity. He's skeptical.
I know what you're saying. I mean, it's right now they're all just trying to get the votes. You're trying to get people to get behind them, and the more people they get, the better it is.
The political season may be in full swing, but here, locals call this time of year the lull. The leaves have turned from gold to brown. There's no snow yet. People who rely on seasonal work are scrambling and showing up at Kathy Howard's door.
We see them at their lowest point in their life.
At the Employment Security Office in Conway, Howard helps people find work. And when it comes to the election, here's what she says people are thinking about.
They want a good job with benefits. That's what, if you ask any person walking through this door, that's your dream.
Howard says, sure, it makes sense. People worrying about finding work don't always have time to think about politics. But these days, the help wanted pages are actually longer than they've been in a while. Howard says there's a reason for this. Seasonal cycle aside, in a lot of cases, there just aren't enough people to fill the jobs that are here.
You will go from high unemployment with no jobs to having lots of jobs and no one out there to fill them. That's the moment we're in right now.
Which brings us to another major problem communities here are grappling with. The area is aging. Younger people are leaving. That means fewer people with college degrees, a weaker skilled labor force, more people relying on services than are here to give them.
I'm passing back work to the board to
Some of those young people are in Mrs. Murdo's civics class just down the road at Kennett High. Students slide off their backpacks and take out their notebooks. Whipple Roberts is a senior from Tamworth. He wears a football jersey and sits in the front row. He's excited to have a voice in the election this year.
I feel like putting in my opinion for the first time and having the right to do that, I find really cool. So, you know, I've waited 18 years to be able to do that. So I kind of want to use that right when I can for the first time.
Looking around the classroom, Roberts and his classmates are engaged. They're sparring or laughing as they discover something a candidate said. This stuff is all new for them, an initiation into adulthood. The question is how long that excitement will last out in the world. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.